ABC Radio Australia.
Well, a rat that's 3 feet long with sharp razor teeth and, to top it off, woolly fur. No, it's not something out of the movies. It's the latest discovery out of Papua New Guinea, documented in the latest edition of the scientific journal Mammalia. And the lead researcher in that report is Frankoshek Vermelke from the Biology Centre of the Czech Academy of Sciences and the University of South Bohemia in the Czech Republic. He now joins us on the line from Prague to talk about the subalpine woolly rat. Let us say welcome to the show, Frankoshek.
Hello, very much. Thank you very much for invitation.
Appreciate your time this morning. I mean, look, you're certainly a long way from Papua New Guinea. I'd love to know, how did you end up in PNG where you made this discovery?
It was part of my PhD project, actually. I've spent there 6 months collecting data for my PhD project.
And can I ask, what was your initial reaction, you know, when you first saw this 3 foot long rat, and as I said earlier, sharp razor teeth, woolly fur?
I was amazed, because when I realized this is the first time that someone actually took footage and a picture of this amazing rat, I was just amazed because, you know, there is one book that I was working with on the mammals of PNG, and there is just a painting of this huge animal without any picture. So these are the first live pictures, and I just love it.
Yeah. So obviously you didn't run in the opposite direction. Frankoshek, I want to know, what does a 2 kilogram, 3 foot long rat possibly like to eat?
It's purely herbivorous. When scientists first described it in 1989, they assumed that it's herbivorous based on the shape of their molars, of their teeth, but we didn't know for sure until I purchased this rat from local PNG hunters and do the dissection and really confirmed that the stomachs were full of ferns.
Mm. And as we've discussed it, you know, this is the first time, right, that a subalpine woolly rat has actually been photographed. Is there any reason as to why they're so elusive to catch or even document?
Well, yes. First, it's endemic to the high mountains of New Guinea. It lives only in the in the eastern part of the high mountains of this amazing island of New Guinea. And second, it lives very high. It inhabits the elevations of about 3,000 meters and above, so around 14,000 feet. And it's just very elusive. When you compare it to birds, for example, it emits no sounds. It's only nocturnal. It's not colorful. It's just very elusive and shy. Mm. And moreover, you cannot trap it with normal means that you use for trapping rodents, like a small mouse trap.
Okay.
So,
and you say there that it actually was, you know, with its location up in the high mountains, mostly in the eastern parts. Do you know whether the local community have had much interaction with these species?
Oh, yeah, well, they definitely know it. In Latin, we call it Malomis istap antap, which in Melanesian pidgin means it is on the top, right? So the locals definitely know it's there, but they don't live up there. The people of Mount Wilhelm don't live higher than 2,700 meters. So, and this rat occurs only above 3,000 meters. But they own the ground, they own the forest, and occasionally they go to hunt there. So I've asked them if they can help me, and we cooperated together. And thanks to them, I was actually able to get these images and locate these rats.
Well, Frankoshek, given that they're, you know, not all too common, are they actually in danger of being extinct, though?
I don't think so, because actually this is one of the biggest surprises that I got studying them, was how abundant they were in there. Based on museum collections all around the world, there are only about 50 specimens, mostly based on skull collections. So we didn't know how rare it is. But During my time spent there working with the hunters, I could see that they are actually pretty abundant. In fact, one time when we were in the camp up in the mountains, there was a hunting dog who just ran off and immediately came back with the rat in its mouth. So it looks like they are pretty abundant there, but because they are so elusive and distant, they were just not collected before.
I have seen those pictures, and I think the one that you are holding literally looks like the size of a dog. But what's the next step for you now? You know that your research into the subalpine woolly rat has now been published.
Well, I need to finish my PhD finally, so and I hope to do it this year, and then, well, I would love to continue with mammals of PNG or the whole New Guinea for the rest of my life, because really, there is so much we don't know yet, and it's so the mammals of the island and the biodiversity is so poorly known still that it really plays for a lifetime of scientific work, really. So I would love to probably move somewhere closer to New Guinea, maybe Australia or around, to be able to get easier to New Guinea, to be able to work or continue with the work there.
I would like to know what has been the response from the community, you know, with the work that you're doing around this subalpine woolly rat.
They told me that they enjoyed very much working with me, because I'm a mammalogist. I collect mammals, and people there are quite skilled hunters. So we were doing basically the same thing, right? So when I asked them to help me, they were quite enthusiastic about that. And I tried to learn as much as I could about the animals in their tokples, the native language, not the animal, but all the animals. And I asked them where they live, how they feed, how they call them. And in general, we had, I would say, a really nice time working together. And I've learned a lot